This is the multi-voice text-to-speech podfic reading of Just As You Are by Pooh Villa, composed by Burning Aurora. Remus couldn't remember ever being so nervous about bringing something up with Sirius. He had secretly hoped that Sirius might figure it out himself, although the realist in him had known it wasn't possible, as what was wrong with him was something so uncommon that Sirius would never, in his wildest dreams, imagine it was a possibility. They had been dating for nearly a year, and Remus's next heat was coming up. Sirius had been dropping hints for the past 6 months that when Remus was ready, he would love to help him with his heat, but Remus had been turning him down with the excuse that it was still so early in their relationship. But a year was pushing it, and he saw no option other than telling Sirius about what an abomination he was. Remus was so nervous he felt sick as he approached Sirius's flat, dragging his feet on the ground as he tried to avoid the inevitable for a little while longer. Sadly, he eventually made it to Sirius's door, and because it would be weird not to go in immediately, he did just so, with the key Sirius had given him even before they had started dating.
"Remus, is that you?"
came Sirius's voice from somewhere in the flat.
"It's me.
I'll be right there."
Remus divested himself of his coat and hung it up before slowly taking off his shoes, arranging them just so on the shoe rack, but then it was done, and he had nothing stopping him from entering the sitting room. He went to sit on the sofa, but couldn't relax into it as he usually could. He listened to Sirius rustling in the bathroom, something clinked, a door closed, and very soon, Sirius was walking into the sitting room and heading straight to Remus.
"Hi,"
he said, voice husky as he leaned in to kiss Remus's cheek. He smelled good, his cologne sharp over his natural scent, and Remus wanted to hide his face in his neck, but he held himself back. They had to have the conversation immediately before Sirius could distract him. Sirius was already trying his best to distract him, as his mouth had found its way to Remus's scent gland to give it a kiss and a playful lick. Remus shivered, and he was very tempted to pull Sirius into his lap and kiss him until their lips were sore.
"What's wrong?"
Sirius asked. Of course he would notice. He pulled back and sat down next to Remus, reaching for Remus's hand.
"My heat is coming up,"
Remus said in a strangled voice.
"Okay. Are you thinking of spending it alone again?"
Remus's throat was tight, but he managed to say,
"No.
No. I'm glad to hear that. But why is it making you so nervous?"
Remus bit his lips together to stop them from trembling. He wanted to pull his hand out of Sirius's hold, but he didn't. He didn't want to appear cold.
"We haven't had sex while I'm in heat,"
Remus finally mumbled when Sirius squeezed his hand.
"Right. And why is that a problem?"
Remus closed his eyes and hid them behind his hand. Sirius shifted closer to bump their shoulders together.
"You might not want me after I tell you,"
Remus said.
"I'm sure that's not true."
Remus shook his head. Sirius let go of his hand to wrap his arm around Remus's shoulders instead and pressed a kiss onto Remus's temple.
"Why don't you tell me, and then I'll prove you wrong?"
Sirius said gently. Remus sniffed. The hand Sirius had released felt cold, and while it was very nice that Sirius was holding him, he wished he was holding his hand instead. Sirius stroked his arm with his warm palm, and Remus felt safe, and he wished he didn't need to tell Sirius and spook him away.
"I have a condition,"
Remus said.
"Okay. What does it cause?"
"It causes it."
Remus went quiet for a long time, opening and closing his mouth as he tried to make himself get the words out.
"I have a knot,"
Remus finally whispered.
"You have a what? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you."
Remus squeezed his hand more tightly against his eyes, his face screwed up as he tried to find the courage to repeat himself.
"A knot,"
he mumbled. Sirius said nothing.
"I knot while I'm in heat,"
Remus said.
"Oh. Oh, now I get it. I didn't realize you said, but yeah, okay.
I need to knot to get over my heat."
"Okay.
But of course, you don't have to worry about it,"
Remus hurried to continue.
"I have a toy for it and—"
"You don't need a toy for it. Obviously you'll be knotting me."
Remus lowered his hand and raised his head to look at Sirius, who was smiling at him serenely.
"What?"
Remus asked.
"You'll knot me, so you won't need a toy."
Remus's words got stuck in his throat, and all that came out was a weird wheeze.
It sounds really sexy,
Sirius said.
But you're an alpha, and I'm an omega.
So, omegas can top alphas.
Remus stupidly wanted to ask, is that allowed?
I didn't think you would be interested in that,
he said instead.
Well, I don't usually do it, but I do enjoy it.
You don't need to, just for me.
But I want to.
Sirius wrapped his free arm around Remus to pull him properly against himself.
I get to be knotted by the man I love,
he said, voice happy.
What else could a man want?
Remus only blinked. The situation had not unfolded as he had expected it to, and he wasn't sure what to think or how to feel. Sirius wanted to bottom for him. Sirius had never before indicated that he might be into it, so why was he suddenly saying it was something he wanted? Wouldn't he have talked about it before if it was truly something he wanted? Then Remus remembered that Sirius had once dated an alpha. Had he bottomed for him? Had he been knotted by him? Remus wanted to know, but he didn't want to ask.
What about you?
He asked.
You need to knot too.
I have a toy for that.
Then why won't you let me use a toy?
It's not about me letting you. You can use a toy if you really, really want to. But I would really like it if you were to knot me. Knotting someone feels much better than knotting a toy.
But.
Sirius pressed a kiss onto Remus's lips when Remus hesitated.
What's going through your mind right now?
He asked. Remus had to take a moment before he finally said.
I don't understand.
What's there to understand? I wish you would knot me because it's something I would like to experience with you, but if you don't want to do that, it's okay.
How do you know you'll like it?
Well, I don't. But I want to find out.
Remus discreetly turned his head so that his nose would be right next to Sirius's scent gland to get an idea of what his scent was doing underneath the cologne. He couldn't detect anything alarming. No, indeed, Sirius seemed perfectly content, even slightly aroused. Interesting.
So,
Remus asked slowly,
you've never done it before?
Be knotted? No, I haven't.
But you want to, with me?
Oh my god, Remus. I'm going to keep telling you how much I want it until you believe me.
I just don't understand why you don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Sirius pulled back from the hug, and Remus's heart dropped. Maybe Sirius had simply needed a moment to realize what Remus had said, how wrong it was for an Omega to have a knot. Instead, Sirius turned Remus towards him by the shoulders and looked him straight in the eyes.
There is nothing wrong with it,
he said emphatically.
Has someone told you there is?
Well.
Who?
The doctors, and my previous boyfriend.
They were wrong.
Sirius's eyes were blazing as he gazed into Remus's.
It's unusual, yes, but there's nothing wrong with it.
His face softened, and he let go of Remus's shoulder with one hand to brush his cheek instead.
I love you just as you are,
he said.
Not and all.
Remus let out a startled laugh and Sirius grinned. Remus leaned in to kiss him. Kissing Sirius always put Remus in a better mood, and when he broke the kiss, he was much more convinced that Sirius was telling the truth and didn't actually mind Remus's knot, that he was even excited about it. Remus, however, couldn't fully get rid of the niggling thought that told him Sirius was going to change his mind and not show up for Remus's heat at all. The moment Remus realized he was going into heat, he called Sirius. Sirius didn't pick up, and Remus's heart sank. He should have known Sirius wouldn't want him. He was full of hormones, which was the only reason his eyes filled with tears, and he spent the next half hour meticulously constructing a nest that would keep him comfortable during his heat, trying his hardest not to let the tears fall and failing. He was also trying not to let himself wish he had something with Sirius's scent on it, but he failed at that too. Remus sniffled, took off most of his clothes, and curled up into the nest. The pillow under his cheek grew wet with tears, and he wondered how he was ever going to survive the heat after being rejected by his chosen alpha. His phone vibrated on the nightstand. Remus debated not answering it, but then reached for it, feeling unsafe with his arm out of the nest, and answered it without checking who was calling.
Hi,
Sirius said.
You called me, but I was in the shower.
Remus sniffled, too afraid of sobbing to open his mouth.
Is something wrong?
Sirius asked immediately. Remus could only produce a wet gasp.
Are you crying? What's happened?
Remus let out a pathetic whine. There was rustling on the other end of the phone.
Are you home?
Sirius asked.
Mm-hmm. I'll come there.
After a hasty goodbye, Sirius hung up, and Remus let his phone drop onto the bed. He couldn't stop crying, and he suspected that the only thing that would make him stop was to have his alpha around. It took forever before the front door opened, and Remus smelled Sirius step in. Sirius's scent immediately loosened something inside him, allowing his stiff limbs to relax.
Remus!
Sirius called from the door. His footsteps walked through the sitting room, and then he was standing in the doorway, tall and beautiful, and so alpha that Remus's cock twitched in spite of his teary state. Sirius approached the bed slowly before crouching down next to it.
Hello, darling,
he said softly.
Are you nesting?
Remus sniffled and hiccuped.
Can I come in with you?
Sirius asked. Remus nodded. Sirius picked up his phone and put it away before cautiously climbing into the nest and arranging them until Remus was resting against his broad chest. Remus wrapped his arms around Sirius and clung to him as if his life depended on it. Sirius cooed and stroked his hair, and Remus calmed down significantly.
Is the heat making you upset?
Sirius asked.
I thought you weren't coming.
Remus mumbled.
Oh no, baby, no. I would never leave you alone during your heat unless you wanted it.
I don't want to be alone.
I know. That's why I'm here. I'm sorry I didn't pick up the phone.
Remus rubbed his cheek against Sirius's chest before turning his head so that he could stick his nose straight to Sirius's scent gland. Sirius wasn't wearing cologne, so his scent was all him, pure and potent, and Remus felt slightly delirious as he breathed it in.
It's not your fault,
Remus mumbled. Sirius pulled him more firmly against his body, and Remus was really starting to relax.
I'm sorry I'm getting snot all over your top,
he said. Sirius barked out a laugh.
Don't worry about that, darling,
he said.
I'm just glad you seem to feel better.
Remus sighed in contentment and nibbled the skin of Sirius's neck. It made Sirius smell even better, heady and aroused, and Remus rubbed his stirring cock against Sirius's hip.
Do you need anything right now?
Sirius asked.
You.
Remus gasped as he rutted his hips harder, his mouth sticky after all the crying. He stopped.
Actually,
he said,
I could have a glass of water.
I'll get it for you.
Sirius got up from the nest, but before he could turn around and leave, Remus snatched hold of the hem of his t-shirt.
I'll come with you,
he said. Sirius waited for him to get up and wrap his arms around him before heading towards the kitchen, Remus glued to his back. Sirius got him a glass of water, and Remus very reluctantly let go of him with one arm to drink. The moment the glass was empty, he placed it on the counter and clung to Sirius even harder.
Let's get my bag,
Sirius said. Remus followed him to fetch his bag and then followed him back into the bedroom, pressing his half-hard cock against his bum. Sirius didn't seem to mind Remus's clinginess, humming pleasantly under his breath, and Remus leaned his cheek against the back of his shoulder, nose turned towards his scent gland. There was a definite touch of arousal in Sirius's scent, and it grew harder as Remus slid his hand down to his stomach.
I like it when you wear joggers,
Remus said.
Yeah.
Imhem, it's easy access.
Remus slid his hand under Sirius's joggers, only to discover that he was not wearing pants.
Very easy access today,
Remus said. Sirius laughed, then sighed when Remus's hand cupped his cock. It wasn't completely flaccid, but it also wasn't even half hard yet, and Remus was slightly insulted that Sirius wasn't getting hard faster while in the presence of an Omega going into heat.
You're not fully in heat yet, are you?
Sirius asked.
Can't you tell from my scent?
Your scent is very sexy right now.
Remus hummed in delight, rutting his hips harder against Sirius.
Should we get back into the nest?
Sirius asked. Remus rubbed his face against Sirius's back before pulling away.
Take your clothes off first,
he said. Sirius hurried to comply, and Remus stripped as well. He could have made it sexy, but he was still shaken by the fright of Sirius not picking up his phone. and what he needed more than sexy undressing was to get all the skin contact he could and relax while they waited for his heat to really hit him. Remus relaxed again once they were in the nest, and he cuddled up to Sirius, forgetting about his cock for the moment, as he enjoyed the way Sirius held him. Sirius's scent was thickening into something so delicious that Remus couldn't help nibbling his skin again. Sirius chuckled and let him do it, his warm hand sliding to the back of Remus's neck as Remus sucked on his scent gland.
"Are you going to mock me?"
Sirius asked, with a hint of laughter in his voice. Remus said nothing, merely sucked harder, and Sirius's laughter died to give way to a moan. Remus could feel slick gathering around his hole, and he hoped Sirius could smell it. He hoped Sirius would flip him over and fuck him hard. Sirius, however, seemed content to hold Remus and let him suck on his scent gland, which was okay too, because Remus wasn't that deep in his heat yet. His cock was, however, hard and leaking against Sirius's hip. Remus slid his hand down Sirius's chest and all the way to his cock. Sirius was almost fully hard, and Remus took him in his hand, slick sliding out of his hole as he imagined Sirius plunging his big cock into him.
"You smell divine,"
Sirius gasped, moaning as Remus sucked harder. After one last suck, Remus pulled away and was pleased to see a love bite blooming on Sirius's skin. It made the Omega in him very happy to have marked his Alpha, although it would have preferred an actual bite.
"I need your knot,"
Remus said, then whined as more slick gushed out of him.
"Please."
"Okay. Anything you need."
Remus disentangled himself from Sirius and turned to his stomach, pushing his arse up to present himself for Sirius.
"Fuck,"
Sirius whispered, and then his hand landed on Remus's arse cheek, giving it a squeeze.
"You're so wet for me."
Remus whimpered, and Sirius leaned in, licking a wide stripe over his twitching hole. Remus moaned, and Sirius continued licking him, letting out indecent sounds that told Remus exactly how much he was enjoying himself. Sirius pushed his tongue inside, sucking on Remus's rim, and Remus fisted his hands into the pillow. He felt so good, his stomach filled with warmth, and he squeezed his eyes shut as sparks of pleasure traveled down his spine. Sirius licked and sucked until Remus's whines turned sharper, after which he pulled back, smacked his lips, and squeezed Remus's arse cheek before pushing two fingers inside.
"Does that feel okay?"
he asked.
"More,"
Remus panted. Sirius added another finger, and the stretch felt amazing. Remus couldn't wait to get his cock, and he pushed back into Sirius's fingers, trying to figure out if he needed more stretching before he asked Sirius for his knot again. Sirius's fingers found his prostate, and Remus mewled, his cock throbbing with need.
"Please,"
he gasped.
"You're not."
Sirius pulled his fingers out to replace them with his cock, pushing the tip in and stopping. Remus didn't want to wait, so he pushed back until Sirius was all the way in, his cock filling Remus just right. Remus started fucking himself on it, unwilling to wait, and Sirius started moving with him gently, going at Remus's pace. Remus raised his upper body to get more leverage to move faster, but what he really craved was for Sirius to grip him hard and fuck him into the mattress. Remus whined when Sirius continued moving leisurely, and Sirius chuckled.
"Oh, darling, are you doing all the work by yourself?"
he asked in a voice laced with laughter.
"Is there something you would like me to do?"
Remus whined and pushed into Sirius with more vigor.
"Is it normal for you to go non-verbal during your heat?"
Sirius asked. Remus reached behind himself to grip Sirius's hip, trying to make him move faster.
"I'll move when you answer the question,"
Sirius said. Remus nodded resolutely.
"Okay,"
Sirius said. He then gripped Remus's hips tightly, pulled almost all the way out, and then slammed in. Remus gasped, bringing his hand away from Sirius's hip to hold on to the pillow instead. Sirius pulled him into each thrust of his hips, skin slapping against skin, and Remus moaned, Sirius's cock stoking the flames in him. His heat was taking over his body, his forehead sweaty with the warmth of it, his skin probably warm to the touch. Sirius shifted, and the new angle made his cock brush against Remus's prostate with each thrust. Remus moaned, slick running down his thighs, and Sirius's knot was starting to swell.
"Fuck, you feel so good, Remus,"
Sirius panted. His scent was thick with sex, and Remus's cock throbbed, but he didn't reach for it. He didn't need to, it turned out, as Sirius soon took it in his hand and stroked fast with his thrusts. And it took very little for Remus to come, his whole tightening around Sirius's swelling knot. Remus moaned as Sirius's knot kept growing, and he whimpered when it finally went in for the last time and Sirius came with a moan. Sirius guided Remus to lie down with him, his knot locking them together, making Remus feel safe. It had sated some of the fire in him, and he relaxed, leaning into Sirius and squeezing his knot to feel how big it was, fitting snugly inside him. Sirius stroked Remus's stomach.
Are you usually nonverbal during your entire heat?
Sirius asked.
No, just the beginning.
Okay.
Sometimes it also happens when I'm really deep into the heat.
Sirius hummed and kissed Remus's shoulder, then leaned up on his elbow to kiss Remus's cheek too. Remus turned his head, and just as he had hoped, Sirius caught his lips in a kiss.
Well?
Sirius asked after he had settled behind Remus again.
How does your knot work?
It only happens at the height of my heat. So, probably pretty soon.
Have you ever knotted someone?
Remus didn't immediately respond.
Why did your scent go sad?
Sirius asked.
I haven't.
And you're sad about it?
Before you, I only ever had one partner I wanted to invite to join me during my heat. He wasn't into it.
Sirius paused before he cautiously asked.
Did you find that out before your heat or during it?
He didn't show up.
Sirius let out a broken sound and pulled Remus more tightly against himself.
Is that why you were so upset when I didn't pick up the phone?
He asked.
It was probably just hormones.
Hmm.
Remus didn't think Sirius accepted the answer, but it was very kind of him not to insist.
Well,
Sirius said,
I'm very much into it.
How can you know that? You've never tried.
Fine, I'm very much into the idea of it. And I'm glad I get to experience it with you for the first time.
Sirius nuzzled the back of Remus's neck. Remus wasn't sure what to say, so he merely gripped Sirius's hand. Sirius kissed his nape, and Remus could have melted from how loved he felt at that moment. As most of the emotional turmoil left Remus, he focused on his cock again. It had grown hard, and he debated whether he should take care of it while Sirius was still inside him, or wait for Sirius's knot to go down and then fuck him. Sirius decided for him, as his hand found Remus's cock and gave it a little rub.
Do you want me to do something about this?
He asked.
Yes, please.
It took little effort to bring Remus to the edge, and Remus came with a drawn-out moan, spilling over Sirius's hand. Sirius wiped his hand on the sheet before wrapping his arm around Remus again.
I think your knot's already starting to form.
He said.
Oh, is it still okay?
Of course. I think it's hot. I can't wait to feel it inside me.
Remus's cheeks went hot, and as much as he still found it difficult to believe Sirius really meant it, there was a part deep inside him that was immensely pleased by Sirius saying he was into it. Sirius kissed Remus's neck, and Remus leaned his head to the side to expose his scent gland. Sirius gave it a playful lick, but then pulled back.
Speaking of knots,
he said,
I think mine's going down. What do you want to do next?
Remus focused on how he was feeling, and while the knot had abated the heat, he was already feeling the stirrings of the next wave of it, and he knew that it usually hit him far faster than he expected.
A little break,
he said,
but I'm going to need to knot you soon.
Sirius hummed and nosed Remus's scent gland.
It feels so wrong for me to say that.
Remus mumbled.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm really sorry that you've only ever encountered people who were cunts about it.
Sirius kissed Remus's scent gland, then his cheek, and Remus was almost ready to believe that he did mean it. It didn't take much longer for Sirius's knot to go down so much that his cock slipped out of Remus. It left Remus feeling awfully empty, the heat growing more intense by the second. He was getting slicker again, and it wouldn't take long before he was begging for another knot. Remus reached for his nightstand and opened the drawer to take out the butt plug he had put in it in case he needed it. It wasn't as big as a knot, but it was big enough to satisfy the horrible itch inside Remus, which would abate anyway once Remus knotted.
What's that for?
Sirius asked and kissed Remus's shoulder.
Do you want me to put it in you?
Remus's cock twitched and he groaned, handing the toy to Sirius.
Yes,
he said.
But not quite yet. Soon.
Just let me know.
Sirius shifted behind Remus, and Remus turned to lie on his back.
Should we scent?
Sirius asked.
Do you want to scent?
Yes.
Remus got up on his elbow, and Sirius leaned in to press their scent glands together. Remus was glad he went straight to it, as the heat was starting to burn him again, his hole dripping slick as Sirius rubbed their glands together, their scent swirling in the air and tangling into each other. Remus gripped Sirius's arm, his teeth itching to sink into Sirius's flesh and acclaim, and he bit his lip in the hopes of easing some of that want. Once Remus started whimpering, Sirius pulled back, pressing a kiss onto Remus's scent gland, which made Remus almost beg for a claiming bite. He was, however, still somewhat in control of himself, so he kept quiet, simply let out a louder whimper.
What next?
Sirius asked.
I need your knot.
You mean the toy?
Remus nodded, although a big part of him wanted to beg for Sirius's actual knot. Another part of him was aware of the fact that he needed to knot, and since Sirius wanted him to knot him, he couldn't take Sirius's knot right then. Remus turned around to present himself, secretly hoping that Sirius would find it too hard to resist. Sirius swore quietly and positioned himself behind Remus, but instead of his warm cock, something cool and smooth pressed against Remus's entrance. Sirius eased the toy in almost too carefully, and Remus was a panting mess by the time it was all the way in, a heavy weight that satisfied some of Remus's need to be filled.
How do you want me?
Sirius asked.
On your back.
Remus had thought about it extensively beforehand, how he would position Sirius. He liked the idea of fucking Sirius from behind, but he thought he wouldn't be able to fully relax if he couldn't see Sirius's face, just in case Sirius didn't really like bottoming for Remus. Sirius seemed eager enough, lying down and looking up at Remus with his heavy gaze, his scent filling the air around them with the smell of sex. Sirius spread his legs, then grinned when Remus let out a whine.
Come on, Remus,
he said.
Fuck me.
Remus gripped his cock to give it a firm stroke. He could already feel the very beginnings of a knot at the base of it, so he hurried to get between Sirius's legs, then remembered that Sirius needed lube because he didn't have slick, and reached for the tube that waited on the nightstand.
I don't need much preparation,
Sirius said.
Because I'm so small.
Your average size for an Omega. I meant that I've been fingering myself a lot lately.
Why?
Remus placed his lubed fingers at Sirius's hole and pressed one inside.
I've been imagining you knotting me,
Sirius said breathlessly.
Oh.
Remus's cock twitched, and he used his free hand to squeeze it. He hurried to add a second finger inside Sirius, and Sirius let out a pleased hum. Remus's hole tightened around the plug, and he moaned, his cock aching to be inside something. He was hastily fucking Sirius with his fingers, trying to hold back as his insides grew restless and warm.
I can take your cock,
Sirius said. If Remus's mind weren't so clouded by lust, he would have stopped to ask if Sirius was sure, but as it was, he merely pulled his fingers out, hurriedly coated his cock with lube, and pushed it inside, moaning as it was surrounded by Sirius's tight heat.
Yeah,
Sirius sighed.
That feels good.
Remus sure hoped so, because he couldn't stop to focus on Sirius's pleasure when he was burning up inside, the toy in his arse not enough to truly satisfy him. He started a restless rhythm, fucking into Sirius as Sirius moaned encouragingly, the movement shifting the toy inside him to press against his prostate.
Yes,
Sirius breathed.
Fuck me, Remus.
Remus did, thrusting as fast as he could, and Sirius met each thrust with an enthusiastic roll of his hips, somehow in control while being fucked by an erratic Omega. It was sexy, and Remus's knot was swelling fast, sliding in and out of Sirius's hot passage.
Give it to me,
Sirius panted.
Aw, fuck.
Remus had never knotted another person, had only ever used a toy, and the real thing was far, far superior. Remus didn't think he had ever felt such pleasure on his cock, rutting his swelling knot inside, and he squeezed his eyes shut, letting out a sharp moan, approaching the edge very fast.
Come for me, Remus.
Sirius's voice was breathless, and Remus's toes curled as his knot sank inside for the last time before he came with a shout, sinking his teeth into Sirius's shoulder as his knot lodged inside Sirius. And he was vaguely aware that Sirius was stroking himself fast and hard, his whole pulsing around Remus's cock, making him feel even better. Remus opened his eyes right when Sirius came, his cum spurting up to his chest, and Remus took his knot in his hand to squeeze it, making Sirius moan and tighten around Remus.
Fuck,
he gasped.
Fuck, that feels so good.
Remus ground his hips into Sirius to get more stimulation, his knot fitting perfectly inside Sirius. Being inside another person felt so much better than being inside a toy that Remus found it hard to stay still, his knot throbbing for attention in a way it usually wasn't.
Yeah, Remus,
Sirius said out of breath.
Take what you need.
Remus continued rutting his hips, and when Sirius tightened around his knot, he came with a feeble whine. The weight of the toy inside him felt better than it had before, and Remus sighed, relaxing a bit, but making sure to keep squeezing Sirius's knot.
Come here,
Sirius said, gesturing for Remus. Remus leaned down to kiss Sirius, their lips sloppy, and Sirius's hand in Remus's hair.
It feels so good,
Sirius said against Remus's lips.
It feels really nice. Comforting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love being knotted by you.
Remus suddenly felt as if he might cry, so he hurried to kiss Sirius again. Sirius lifted his other hand to Remus's back, and Remus felt safe being held by him, his knot soundly inside him. Remus had never genuinely believed he might find a partner who wasn't spooked by his knot. He had sometimes even toyed with the idea of finding an Omega partner, even though he preferred Alphas, simply to have someone who would want his knot. He felt raw, being inside Sirius and being told it was okay, that it was desirable.
Are you okay?
Sirius asked softly. Remus nodded, his eyes closed.
I love you,
Sirius said. Remus lowered his head to Sirius's neck to breathe in his soothing scent. Sirius hissed as Remus's chin bumped into where he had bitten him.
I'm sorry I bit you,
Remus said.
Don't apologize. It was sexy.
Remus huffed.
You always say that the stuff I do is sexy.
Because it is.
Remus rubbed his forehead against Sirius's scent gland, not knowing how to respond. Sirius massaged his scalp, and Remus was ready to believe anything that came out of his mouth. He gave Sirius's knot a squeeze, and Sirius gasped.
You said you had a toy,
Remus said.
Yeah, but I decided I didn't want it between us. Your hand is enough.
Do you need it tighter?
No, this is good.
Remus kissed his scent gland, and then pulled back to look at the bruise he had sucked into his skin over it. It made his insides warm, not in the way the heat did, but in the way happiness did.
How many times do you usually need to knot before you're satisfied?
Sirius asked.
It only happens once.
Are you telling me I'll have to wait until your next heat before you'll knot me again?
There was a genuine hint of disappointment in both Sirius's voice and his scent, and Remus smiled, hiding his face from Sirius. What had he done in his life that was so good he deserved to have found a partner who liked his knot so much?
I like being bound to you,
Sirius said softly. He stroked Remus's back, and Remus could have melted. He squeezed Sirius's knot, grinning when Sirius grunted.
Oh no, is your knot going down already?
Sirius asked.
Probably.
I'm not ready yet.
Remus smiled and raised his head to kiss Sirius, giving his knot a comforting squeeze. For the first time ever, Remus felt perfectly secure in his relationship. He mouthed at Sirius's scent gland and allowed himself to think that maybe one day Sirius would carry his mark. Maybe Sirius would want to stay in a relationship with him, in spite of his bodily anomaly.
I love you,
Remus whispered.
I love you too.
Remus was already looking forward to the next time he could knot Sirius. Finite. Thanks for listening to this text-to-speech podfic composed by Burning Aurora.